Police Minister Senzo Mchunu briefed the media on Tuesday on the outcomes of the ANC and its Silikhutla. He said crime is not under or out of control.
Is crime rate under control? Could police come forward and say, no, things are under control? Or we need to make a statement and say things are out of control. Our response was, the current situation is not out of control. But we were also saying it's also not really under control. It's not under control either. But it's somewhere in between the two. And that's our worry, because we should be saying outright and with confidence, the situation is under control. We will be misinterpreted if we say so because of the rate of crime in the country, various crimes. Now, it's murder in terms of types of crime that we're worried about. And two, the proliferation of guns, illegal firearms, but also legal firearms. We are worried about that. But together with that, we are worried, extremely worried about the extent to which the country has availability of drugs. You now go to a community and they tell you that the dominant drug here is cocaine. There it's another, there it's another, and so on. And so they even know what drugs are dominating, what drugs are running in the taxi ranks, that are running on the roads, how they are being brought into the country by individuals, by groupings of people, and all of that.
The minister is concerned recent crimes have led police to undocumented foreign nationals.
Of late, we are seeing kidnappings and extortions also on the increase. But it also is taking our attention to foreigners in our country, illegal foreigners and undocumented foreigners. So you sometimes follow a case of kidnapping and you land on, like in the case of Ethiopians in Gauteng, 90 of them, all of them undocumented. But you're following a kidnapping issue. You follow on the other day on drugs, and then you land on kidnapped people and so on. So it's murder, it's drugs, it's kidnappings, and people who are undocumented, who are in the country, who we are worried about. But of course, there are also issues of camps that may or may not be legal, like in the case of Mpumalanga camp, which though legal in terms of SIRA processes, but what was happening inside there was illegal. It's not difficult to understand. You may have a house in a suburb, which is there legal and it's known, and the tenant or the owner is paying rates and it's normal. But what is happening inside the house is totally illegal. So it's just like that in the case of Mpumalanga.
Mchunu also condemned the recent actions of Pastor Mporo, whose real name is Baseka Motsoneng, when he invaded a primary school in Katlehong while carrying a panga.
It's something that we condemn. When a community leader or a citizen carries what appears to be firearms and a bush knife, go to an institution like education, for whatever reason, brandish such things like panga, and cause commotion because that causes anxiety among children and among parents of other children. We condemn that, and we know that police are dealing with it. They've arrested 4 people, and we are hoping that more arrests will come as it becomes necessary.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.